As far as the tying of the lulav and hadasim and aravot, there is a din lechatchila that is very interesting. Nekuda, that is the hidur to do it inside the sukkah today. So that means even though that officially you could do it anywhere, and besides the fact, there is really not any din of kedusha to the sukkah till the holiday of Sukkot starts. To the extent that we were learning it yesterday, that the question is if a person would be allowed to sleep inside his sukkah today, or eat inside his sukkah today, erev hachag, or you would say there is a isur of bal tosif. So the answer of the poskim Rabbi Avadia brings it that there is no isur of bal tosif prior to the chag. The chag didn't initiate yet that you should come to say that you are extending it, you are adding. There is no such thing. Nothing is started yet that you should say there is an isur of bal tosif. Once it gets started, then there is such a thing that while you extending into it afterwards, there perhaps an isur of bal tosif. How you do it? There is such a thing. Not perhaps. There is such a thing. So bal lemaaseh, the isur does not get to be initiated today. But nevertheless, when it comes to tying of the aravut and hadasim to the lulav, the chatchila is a hidur to do it inside the sukkah. And how do you do it? You bring the lulav, the spine of the lulav has to be facing you, and then you put one hadas on the right, one hadas on the left, one arava on the right, one arava on the left, and the aravut should really, the chatchila, be a little bit lower, the height of it, lower than the hadasim. So therefore, the aravut you cut in the bottom. The aravut, you cut them in the bottom, and you have one extra hadas, you put it in the middle of the lulav, tilted towards the right, and then you tie them using the lulav leaves. You tie them like that, inside the sukkah, that's the hidur, and then you, the chatchila should bring really aluminium foil, put a napkin in it, and wet it with your napkin or a towel, and wet it now, and that's how you preserve it, that it should stay fresh throughout the chag, or at least maximum of the majority of the days, is going to remain fresh. Now regarding achilat pat inside the sukkah, the minimum should be minimum. Today you could eat, that means tonight, you could eat kazait pat inside the sukkah. And is learned from Ba'erev Tuchlu Matzot. Matzah has nothing to do with sukkah, but it has. The Gemara learns Tetvav, Tetvav. Tonight is Tetvav Tishrei. Chag HaMatzot is Tetvav Nisan. Tetvav, Tetvav in Nisan. Just as over there it says, Ba'erev Tochlu Matzot. Over here, there is a mitzvah, Aseh Deoraita, also to eat inside the sukkah. But over there is Matzah, Ayahamotzi, and is Birkat HaMazon. Lechatchila, that means the majority of the poskim hold, and this is the Lehalacha, that you cannot be yotzei your mitzvah by eating mezonot. You should really eat bread. How much bread? Tonight, bedievet kazayit is sufficient. If you eat kazayit up to chatzot, kazayit, chatzot laila, kazayit which is 1 ounce, within 4 minutes, or maximum 7.5 minutes, you would be yotzei. But the best would be to eat 2 ounces instead of kazayit is 1 ounce. Lechatchila, there is a prefer to eat 2 ounces of bread within 8 minutes, maximum 15 minutes. Anytime that it's not a mitzvah, tonight is a mitzvah. Anytime that it's not a mitzvah, you have 7.5 minutes. Let's say a person wants to say, Beracha Acharona. You eat rice, you eat meat, chicken, fish. It's not an obligation to eat. So during the week, if you eat within 7.5 minutes, 1 ounce of any item, apple, 1 ounce, within 7.5 minutes, you say, Borei Nefashot. The Beracha Acharona has to be, the criteria has to be, within 7.5 minutes, you have to finish the item. Whenever there is a chiyuv, there is a mitzvah, you should, lechatchila, finish that 1 ounce, lechatchila, within 4 minutes. So therefore, the 1 ounce within 4 minutes. So therefore, tonight is a mitzvah, so lechatchila, try to finish 1 ounce of bread within 4 minutes. So, a person that wants to do lechatchila, He should eat 2 ounces. So now you have 8 minutes. But you cannot do it. I cannot eat, let's say, 2 ounces of bread, challah or pita, whatever it is, within 8 minutes. Okay? So you have 15 minutes. 2 ounces within 15 minutes. And the best of the best would be not to put any lift on. That should be eaten separately. And that would be the highest level. Let me just end. Yeah. Without any other additional dips or other type of food. That's lechat chila. Let me just end with one more nekuda. What happens if a person forgets yale ve'yavo tonight? So, when it comes to tonight, and also the first night of Pesach, if a person forgot yale ve'yavo, you would have to repeat, depending on where you are. Because it's a chiyuv to eat. So therefore, it's only tonight is only by men, because they're officially speaking, Teshvu Kein Taduru. Ladies that come to the Sukkah is only because to accompany the men. That the way you behave inside the house, you eat your festive meal, the Yom Tov meal, together with your family, you should therefore do the same inside the Sukkah. But officially speaking, ladies are not obligated to eat in the Sukkah, because it's a mitzvah that says Shazman Gerama. It's a positive commandment that is dependent on time. So therefore, the ladies are not obligated. But in order to be able to enhance the idea of Chag HaSukkot is to be with the family, how do you eat inside your dining room together with the family? So the same thing should be all the things that what you do normally in the house, you transfer them inside the Sukkah. So you eat together with your family. You're supposed to eat together with your family inside the Sukkah. But if the ladies forget the Yareh V'Yavo, they don't need to repeat. But if a man forgets to say Yareh V'Yavo tonight in his Birkat Hamazon, he would need to repeat. However, it all depends. Let's say you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you remember that you wanted to say Bonei Yerushalayim, you remember that you didn't say Yareh V'Yavo. You ended Baruch Atah Hashem, instead of Bonei Yerushalayim, you ended Lamedeni Chukecha. It's a pasuk. Then you go back to Yareh V'Yavo, V'Tibnei Yerushalayim Yerachodesh B'Mehera V'Yameinu Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim. Good. Then let's say you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim. Then there is an additional insert that you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yamim Tovim, and that's the insert that you say. But let's say you didn't remember at this location either before Hatov HaMetiv. You said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam La'ad. Once you said La'ad Ha'el Avinu Malkeinu, once you say La'ad from the Hatov HaMetiv, is all over. By men, they would need to repeat the entire Birkat Hamazon. As I mentioned, ladies, the Chag HaSukkot, they don't need to, but Chag HaMatzot, the first night of Pesach, they would also need to.